Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Dave Omerenski, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. Although I will tell you, man, it's like Armageddon today. We woke up this morning, and it was one bombshell after another, some more substantial than the others. I got to be honest, as far as Kevin Durant is concerned, I almost have him in the Kyrie territory where I really just don't care anymore at this point. It's like, yeah, whatever, bro. It's like finding out Kim Kardashian. Oh, she with Kanye or she with Pete Davidson? Oh my God. Oh, my God. Can you believe they broke up? Can you believe she hooked up with this guy? Whatever, bro. It's like, whatever. To me, the thing that my mind is like, what, USC and UCLA are going to join the Big Ten?
I know. How's the geographics?
What the hell's going on here?
I know. Yeah,
here, Ken, the students are supposed to go from East Lansing and hop in the van, or we're going to Brentwood, guys. 3,000 miles. What are we doing? Just abolish all the conferences. Like, at this point, just say, you know what?
You know what?
We're just going to play against big-time teams. We're going to book our own games, your conference, whatever. I'm dead serious. If you're Michigan point, say, all right, we're keeping Ohio State, we're keeping Penn State, and we'll play Michigan State. And after that, bro, we'll just book a bunch of games against other people and make a bunch of money. These conferences don't mean jack, bro. They don't mean jack.
Nope. You're absolutely right. Look at the geographics of this one. Like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, it's just getting stupider and stupider, man. Like, I read that story today, Morenci. I had the same thing. I'm like, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Honest to God, what's going on? I'm with you. Yeah, my mind was blown as well.
Bridges story last night
and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Like, Miles Bridges. Oh, yeah. Last 24 hours, all kinds of crazy. Yeah, Miles Bridges, whatever. I don't know. I hope the victim is okay, right? So I don't want to make light of what happened, but I've never seen a player hours away from making $100 million get arrested. Like, if there's all times that you just say, listen, I'm not leaving the hotel room. I'm turning my phone off, and I'm not answering unless it's the agent. I'm dead serious. I wouldn't answer, like, may my mother rest in peace. But if I'm on the verge of signing a $100 million deal, it would be like the, I'll call you back. I'd respond in a text. Not now, Mom. Love you. Not now.
And if me and, like, if me
I
and
wouldn't
you,
be taking
and
calls. I'd be like, no. And I'd be on the phone every 2 minutes with my agent. What's going on?
Yes.
How much do I have?
Yep.
Who's offering a deal? What's going on? I'd call back 20 minutes later. Did Phoenix call? Did are the Knicks call? Who's calling? And I'd be making a list. Oh, yeah, they said they didn't like me. And I'd be writing it down. Like, you know, these guys are like, let me go hook up with my girl in L.A. hours before. Anyways, that's another story. So
I would tell you, Morenci. My thing is, if me and you were in a room, like the liquor fridge, it's not there. Like, everything that could go bad, I want eliminated. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to be, you said it. Like, you can't have any distractions, anything. Like, this guy was hours away from, like, life. Like,
Kim,
like from making
it's like
it
winning.
And done.
It's like winning it's like winning the lottery and going skydiving the night before. I'm going to go cash this ticket in the morning. Let's go skydiving.
You know what I mean? How about I jump off this bridge?
Imagine if I won $1 million. The place opens in the morning. Hey, Morenci, you want to go rock climbing? Sounds great. Let's go. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, you know what?
Exactly.
I don't think I'm going rock climbing. I got $1 million I got to go get in the morning. I'm not going rock climbing right now. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. And someone's trying to drag me into a Twitter feud today. Whatever. I commented on some dude's post and I said, it's like some people wake up and try to have the worst take possible. And I don't know, maybe I was a little too personal to the guy. I should, you know, whatever. He responded, some people wake up and try to butcher the English language as much as possible to me. So I said, oh, that's, I said, two things could be right. I said, your take is bad, and so is my grammar. He didn't like that either.
Yeah. And here's another thing, buddy. We're not paying to go back to school.
My grammar was
fine. Shut up.
I did the spell check after. And I was like, no, I actually, no, it was fine. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give the guy's name. I'm not trying to start a feud with him or anything like that. But I'm taking the high road. But I see a lot of my rageaholics are starting to jump in now and get into it. So
see, that's the good thing. When you're doing all those shows, they do the work for you. It's like they're a bunch of guard dogs, and they're the ones who can attack. Excellent.
Yeah. Man. No, I don't. You know, I got no beef with the guy. I got no beef. I'm not looking for a Twitter. I got nothing to gain from getting to a Twitter feud with some hockey dude. But yeah, no, now Twitter's really. Really, really, really blown up. Actually, I'm looking at this here right now. So, yeah, this guy basically stated that since the St. John Sea Dogs didn't win the Q, there should be an asterisk next to their championship because they played at home and they didn't win the Q this year. So they're not real champs. This guy, some guy Ken Campbell. So I said, bro, this format's been this way forever. Like I said, this is terrible. What are you talking about? Asterix. There's an asterisk. Go into the room and tell these kids an asterisk. Cam, they won 6-3. They didn't lose a game in regulation in the damn tournament.
They beat all the other winners. It does.
If they were not so good in quotes, I said, then beat them. It's just because they're from Quebec. I'm telling you, bro. Team from Quebec wins, and it's been 3 Memorial Cups in a row, and now the rest of the people are bitching. And I love it. That's why I was so pro-Q before, because I knew clowns like this would get their panties up in a bunch.
You know me. I just like good hockey. I don't care what conference you're from. Congratulations. They earned it. They were the best team. Facts.
Drew Martin, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Feeling a little edgy right now. A little edgy. Maybe it's because it's a football game and we're ready to go. But, we're ready to bring it and break it down. So shout out to everybody tuning in here in our chat here. We got Zach Canada, who says, let's start burning through my data on the way home from work here. And King Ganja in Dallas says, I'm burning my way through something better at home.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a lot of burning going on. Remember last night we said the sports book. We said, what's that smell? I said, it's the sports book. Home run, next pitch.
Man, yeah, exactly.
That happened every night. All right, before we bring Drew in, all right, what's the Shams got? What's going on in the NBA? Breaking news. Free agent center DeAndre Jordan has agreed to a deal with the Denver Nuggets. I'd rather sign Drew Martin to my basketball team than DeAndre Jordan.
I agree.
He's terrible. And he's not, like, he's terrible, this guy. Like, really? Like, he's really brutal. Like he's gonna be able to like last any altitude of Denver. So what are you pay this guy? You pay this guy $15 million to give you 7 rebounds and 6 points and 6 missed free throws a night. I never forget when he was with the Dallas Mavericks. DeAndre Jordan and Luka Doncic both went up for a rebound, and DeAndre Jordan elbowed and boxed Luka out and told him it was picked up on the mic. He goes, "Yo, bro. It's how I make my living." Yeah. Like, it's all you need to know. Yeah. Like, that's all he cares about. He just knows if I just jump 5 or 7 times, like, and just get the ball, they're going to give me 15, 20 mil. And it's working. They keep giving it to him. So good luck, Denver, with that. Who else do we got? Malik Monk, who cares? Sorry, Malik. I'm just being real. Where's he go? Sacramento?
Malik Monk, who cares?
I told you, I'm a little edgy. I'm in a jerk mood today.
You know, I'm in that mood type too. I'm with you, man. Like, oh my God.
I'm in that jerk mood.
I like it.
Sorry, Laker fans. You guys can't even get Malik Monk back. You guys, Kevin Walsh is crying right now. Like, even Malik Monk's like, I'll go for the Kings instead.
Kevin Walsh is crying right now. I love all right. it. That's great.
All right, Devin Booker. He's all right. All right, whatever. What's he doing? He's what'd he do?
Resigning. What's that say, Cam? Finalizing a four-year, $214 million Supermax contract.
Oh, yeah, 214.
I got good eyes, Marenzi. I told you. Yeah, I used to get golf balls in the river. Great eyesight.
It's
for
pretty good.
An older guy.
I got the screen a little way. I'm trying to read it right off the screen, which is a little small.
It's very small font. It's very, it's not easy.
Don Lemon would snap if he was trying to read this. What the hell is this?
Don Lemon likes Don
Lemon. All right, and Jokic is getting a bunch of money to stay in Denver too. All right, good for him.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see if anything of substance happens here moving forward. Let's bring in Drew Martin right now. We got early baseball. Let's see what's going on.
Drew.
Can the Braves beat the Phillies again? Drew. What's up, Drew?
Gabe, Cam, what is up, guys? Please, enough with the mid-level offseason NBA moves. I could care less about a lot of these.
You're less of an NBA smuggler.
I'm like, who cares? Like, yeah.
Dude, I could care less. Oh my god.
Hey, what are you? Hey, we're just keeping people up to date. All right, it's our job.
No, dude. No.
Hey, what about USC and UCLA in the Big Ten? What the hell's going on, bro?
Oh, how about that? I mean, this is seismic moves here. This is tectonic moves. Moving college football. Is this really going to happen? Because sometimes I feel like some of these things get thrown out there, and then like a few weeks later, okay, pump the brakes, you know, people come back to reality. I mean, but in today's college football, you know, one thing, it remains true here, Gabe. Follow the money. It sounds like if they're getting more money, watch out. They might be going that way, and I could see it happen.
There's going to be two conferences left when it's all said and done, the Big Ten and the SEC, and they're going to have 50 teams each.
That's great. It's actually true.
So what happens to the Ducks? Where do the Ducks go now?
I mean, there's questions all over here, you know? I mean, what happens to them? I don't know, because it could be kind
what
of like
Washington, Washington State camp.
Mountain the Ducks West. Are going to win the Pac-12 for the next 100 years. I might as well not even
gonna
like
stay.
Go to Washington.
You're going to say they're going to stay and we'll just kick the crap out of Oregon State
exactly.
Every year.
Ooh, we get to beat the Beavers and the Huskies. Oh, tough. Yeah, great. Thanks.
I'm with Drew. We got to slow down on this stuff. Remember, Drew, we heard 2 years ago, the ACC and the Big Ten are merging. It never happened. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
A lot of times this stuff will get thrown out as a threat for more money.
Exactly.
Like you said. You know what I mean? Hey, we'll don't think we won't do this. We will join the Big Ten, right? Like they start throwing these crazy threats out there. Just abolish all these stupid conferences. At this point, who cares? Like, really, it's no tradition. Well, don't let them ever tell you they didn't sell about tradition, though. They don't give a crap about tradition. Tradition isn't kids like going. Like I saw a good tweet. They said, UCLA fans are going to drive in the snow to Iowa, Cam, in November, huh? Yeah, that's going to work out. It's just stupid. Like, it's stupid that Syracuse ain't in the Big East anymore, man. But anyways.
No, it was fine before. You're right. Syracuse, I'd hate the new the ACC. They were the Big East.
Boston
right,
College
Tennessee.
Playing North Carolina.
I know. ACC? No, you're the Big
East. Coast
East.
Yeah.
When we were younger, the conferences were fine. All these idiots changed it all for the worse. It was fine the way it was.
I agree with you, Cam. I liked it back in the day. Like the old Big East, that was great. Not only in basketball, but even in football, like Miami, Virginia Tech. It wasn't that bad. They should have kept it.
No, it's
remember the,
no
mountain, remember the Mountain West and it's hey, bro, those TCU Boise State games, bro. They were
amazing. I love those games.
And the basketball was lit in the Mountain West. Oh, no, you want to go to the Big 12? Yeah, good for you, TCU. How's that worked out for you? You know, they didn't even care. Well, we got a couple of more bucks to be on TV. Right, that's what it's all about. It is what it is. All we can do is bet on this stuff. All right. So speaking of which, let's start off with the baseball here. We got earlier baseball. So the Braves keep winning in Philadelphia here. I'll throw it to you first, Cam. What are you doing? What are we doing here? These games are going. They're live right now, early. Astros, Yankees, Braves, Phillies. What are you doing here?
I'm bucking the trend, kind of like the way the Red Sox found a way to avoid the sweep. I like the Phillies tonight. I wish the juice. I got a little bit lower. It steamed right before first pitch. Gabe, I'm on both small favorites. I took the Yankees and Phillies in the early action.
What do you think, Drew, of these early games?
I actually like the Braves. I'm on the other side. Plus price here. It was as high as what? Plus 138. Now right at first pitch down to plus 134. But 21-5 in June. Gabe, they were 10.5 games behind the Mets.
I know.
When when June started. Now, if they win tonight, the Mets are off 2.5 games back, plus the fact the Phillies have lost 6 of 9. Ride the hot, fade the cold. I'm on the Braves.
Hey, I said it a million times, Drew, when people said, oh, the Braves just aren't the same team they were last year. I'm like, yeah, they were. Yeah, they weren't even some plus 500 like, until August last
year. Yeah.
They're pretty much the same profile. Healthy. He's a great manager, that guy, Snicker. That guy's good.
Oh, Bryce Snicker? He's underrated. He's amazing.
Great manager. Exactly. He's not flat. He's just a solid manager, that guy. I'm going to take the Houston Astros. Taking the Astros at home.
I
think highly enough for the Astros, they can beat the Yankees. Tired of the Yankees.
The Yankees can't win every day. These early games are very tough. They're like coin flips. So I guess to Drew's point, the dogs. If you take both dogs, one of them is probably going to win. I just think the Phillies avoid it, and I lean Yankees. But good luck to us all.
All right, I just sprinkled. So we got a little bit of something for everybody. I'm on the Astros. Cam, what are you on? You're on the Yankees. Phillies and the Astros and the Yankees, and Drew's on the Braves.
Yep.
I like
this.
The
is like it's like a dating show. If you're tuning in, you got to pick your date. You can go with who you
it's
want.
It's true. Yeah.
Bachelor number one, bachelor number two, or bachelor number three.
It's giving me a couple different options.
I have a new couch. If anyone like, what do you? Can you tell us about yourself? Well, I have a new TV, 55-inch, and
just,
a new couch.
I went to IKEA and I just cleaned my floor. Beautiful couch.
Yeah, I just cleaned my floor. Can you tell us about yourself?
I got a nice dog you can be petting here next to me. And, you know, the Yankees minus $1.25, guys. Hey, by the way, number one and number two teams in the American League. This could be American League Championship Series here tonight.
I think people are discounting Boston at 32-1. They're every bit as good as these
You're
teams.
Probably right.
They're every bit. I'm telling you, I don't understand. Like, even the Blue Jays are like 10-1 and the Red Sox are 32-1. Why? All right, we'll get into some more baseball and football on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I didn't even realize. I didn't even change channels or anything. I just looked up. I'm like, oh, I got the Yankees and Astros game. Nice. So we got the Yankees and Astros, and we're counting down. We're still like an hour away. I'm actually really fired up for this football game, and I know a lot of people are. I see people in our chat. I'm getting a lot of tweets from people asking me, what are you doing? I did do a video and give the pick already, people, and then I said you can tune into the show as well, like – I tell you, I'm not a handicapper. I don't send you like personal emails. You have to pay me
to
do that.
I agree, Gabe. You put a lot of work in. It would really be nice if they actually watch the platforms. Where
well,
you
I do a video, and it says NBA Rookie of the Year pick, CFL Thursday
I'm
pick,
just saying,
BC Lines.
Like,
and then I get a tweet.
I get a lot
who
of that
like
stuff
tonight?
From
it's like, watch the video.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who do you like in golf? Well, you know, tune into the radio show, man. Like, you know, it's all you got to do.
We told you. So we didn't say that the JT, Poston's going to go off here. Poston.
Actually, I write down, Gabe, for first round, I write down 10 guys. He was my seventh guy. I played five. I gave you last night. Such a know what? No more. I'm going to play less units and smash guys. I'm telling
Eddie
you, those
McCarthy's
first
playing
best,
well.
Gabe.
We talked about him.
Oh, Eddie McCarthy at four. Right. Yeah, he's right there. He's right there. No, it's been pretty good. A lot of our guys.
Some of my other top 20 is a little shaky, but I'm not going to panic after the first
round. It's early, man. You know golf.
All right, so
things change.
Exactly. Okay, we'll get back to the football with Drew, and I love Drew because Drew loves all football, including the USFL Championship this week. We got CFL football on ESPN2 tonight. Nate Rourke, the great, Nate the Great leads the BC Lions onto the field tonight against the Red Blacks. And I'm sure Drew's wondering what a Red Black is. We'll tell him after. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh on the board. Hauser and Brubaker, Cam. Wow.
Oh,
what a short price. True? Millhouse and Brubaker.
Millhouse and the Brewman. I love it. Great names.
Why are the Milwaukee Brewers only 126? I'm in football mode, but am I missing something here, Drew? Is this like bait car? They're walking us right into the car. LVPD, you're going to arrest us. We get in the car. You're under arrest. The Milwaukee Brewers are like a buck and a quarter. What's going on?
Yeah. It's possible. It kind of jumps out at you. I'll tell you a couple reasons why. You know, the Brewers pin, which is really good. Josh Hader, we got Williams in there, Boxberger. They've all thrown each of the last 2 days. So a lot of times if, you know, a bullpen, a guy goes twice in a row, he doesn't pitch that third day. Although the Brewers bullpen at times has been known to go Hader 3 days in a row. So watch out for that. But I think that the market's kind of focusing in on that because the Brewers bullpen is so good, but I still think that they have an advantage late. To tell you the truth, Gabe, I mean, I think the Pirates, look, they've called up these good prospects. I mean, I think their future is bright, but in the moment, I don't know, man. I mean, they play in a great ballpark. They wear sexy uniforms, but the fact is they're lucky they're in the NL Central. If they weren't, they'd be likely a last place team here. We get the hot hand in the Brewers. The Pirates actually haven't played that great of baseball. They've lost, what, 5 of their last 6 games. I think it's a steal here. I mean, under a dollar and a quarter
pitching
with the Brewers.
Is atrocious. Let's call it out for what it is. They can score some runs with the guys that they have, right? Like, you know, they lose to the Nationals 8-7. Like, their starting core is just brutal. If they can get a couple arms in there, I think it would be a totally different story. Easier said than done.
What do you guys think of the Jays? 5-game series, guys, with the Rays and the Jays. Drew, I'll start with you. Any opinion on the Rays and Jays tonight?
I do. I like the Jays, Gabe. I really do. Ooh. North of the border here.
With Kikuchi, huh?
Hey, let's ride him. The lefty, let's give him a little chance here. Hopefully bounces back from a little rough start this season. But really, Gabe, I'm going after this Rays team is banged up. Look how many guys are out of their lineup this month alone. This is a different lineup, guys. And we're talking about the most profitable team in baseball since 2018. Everybody knows that. Ask any Yankees fan, any Jays fan, Red Sox fan. The Rays have been a great bet. They were up 20 units last year, 12 units the year before, making it all the way to the World Series. It's been a great franchise. Although right now, this is a team I am looking to fade all 5 games this series against the Jays. I'm likely to be on the Jays, Gabe. I think we're going to make some money on them. We get the better lineup. Look, you bring up Kikuchi. Is he the better pitcher? I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up here tonight against the Jays, but I mean against the Rays. But overall, I'm going to be fading the Rays until further notice for the next week, for the next 2 weeks, until they get some guys back. I think they're fade city. Jump on the Jays tonight. Shorter price than it should be. -137, I believe, still available in the marketplace.
Okay, Blue Jays. Cam, are you playing ball?
I am. I am playing ball. So close to a miracle comeback for a second straight night. Morenci damn that ball off that wall. It would have changed my perspective and my bankroll, but I'm with Drew on this one. Whistler is a guy, can you really trust him? That's the thing. Kikuchi, whatever. But he sometimes, if his cutter's working, that's fine. Drew, significant advantage to the Jays offense right now. You saw what they did to Boston. They're coming back at home. They're taking things personally. They understand. They got to take four to five these against the Rays. If they take 4-5, let's call it success. Not even 3-2. I want 4-1. Let's go Blue Jays tonight. I'm with Drew on this one, Gabe. It's reasonable juice for a much better lineup. And Drew's right. Tampa Bay's missing so many damn bats. Got to be Toronto.
Cincinnati. All right, let's keep this rolling. Cincinnati. We got a National League Central matchup. Cubs and Reds. Ashcroft and Hendricks. Hendricks -126. Oakland are in Seattle tonight. Ooh, Mariners, big favorites, -245. Total 7.5. And a big time National League West throwdown with San Diego and Los Angeles. Joe Musgrove has been fire this year, Drew. Taking on Mitch White tonight. The Dodgers back home after the week and a half road trip. What do you make of the late card here tonight, Drew? San Diego and Los Angeles in the other games.
Sure, for the nightcap. I mean, first of all, pretty good night for a short Thursday card. I mean, we got Atlanta and Philadelphia in the East. We get New York and Houston.
Yeah, Houston, big time matchups.
Yeah. And then tonight, you're talking about here. Yeah. Right. There's possible playoff matchups here, likely playoff matchups, actually. And in the nightcap, a really good one. I mean, the Friars with Joe Musgrove. Heck, if Alcantara wasn't having the year he'd probably be leading the NL for Cy Young right now. But up against the Dodgers, Mitch White, only his 6th start of the season. Not really 100% sure what you're going to get, but we can get the Dodgers under -130. I feel like that's intriguing. You know, they're beginning their longest homestand of the year, 11 straight games here in Dodger Stadium. So actually, Gabe, I kind of got the Dodgers maybe as look to, you know, I don't want to use the word buy low because it's tough to buy low on the Dodgers. But really, you know, compared to where they're normally priced, it is. Plus, it's Trey Turner bobblehead night tonight. Hey, it was going to be a packed house anyway, but that's a little extra on top. -129 in the Dodgers.
I love that you know that you threw that in. That is Trey Turner like bobblehead night tonight. Love it.
That's good.
Love it. Hey, later in the week, I don't know. When is it? It's the, I think it's the second, which is what, Saturday. I think Saturday, the Blue Jays, the bobbleheads used to be a big deal, and I don't really care about them too much, but this one I actually want. I might have to buy one online from someone that's at the game.
I got a plan for you.
Did you see Vlad, Jr., and Senior together? Yeah.
Yes.
True. There's both of them on the same bobblehead. It's an Expo Blue Jay. Senior and an Expo, and Vlad Jr. It's called Vlad and Dad. It's like this big bobblehead. Yeah, there's two of them, bro. I saw it. I'm like, oh, I got to get that.
When is that?
I've already talked to Vince.
Saturday, the Jays game.
He's going to pay Toronto people Saturday. Off. I told him to bring like 20 of those bobbleheads back.
Vince's?
Vince, oh, yeah. He collects bobbleheads. I told him, bring your knapsack and get as many of those damn bobbleheads as you can get because I want one. You want one. Everybody wants one. Yeah.
It's a wicked bobblehead. Yeah.
Dude, oh, you want one too. Huh? I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
In the old days, I remember doing the Expo games. The bobblehead day was insane. Like, the Expos would get like 3,000 people. Bobblehead day, it'd be like 40,000 people. And like you said, people would buy multiple tickets, bro, right? Because it was so cheap. You'd pay $5 to get in. So people would buy like 20 Expos tickets. Cam, go in, get the free bobblehead, turn around, come back out, go in, get the free bobblehead, and then boom, you sell the bobblehead online for like $50. Right, like these bobble, because they're limited edition. There's a lot of baseball collectors. And
like Vlad and Dad,
I'm already actually, one of them's in the Hall of Fame, and Vlad Jr.'s got the same numbers. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. You're going to have two Hall of Famers on the same bobblehead of a limited edition bobblehead, man. And it's an Expos and Blue Jays. The Expos don't even exist anymore. It's so cool. He's in the Expo uniform. Like, it's so cool the Jays are doing it even.
Listen.
Smart.
I'm gonna have a meeting with Vince. We got to come up like a Richard Garner plan of attack. How many of these damn?
It's like the Super Bowl jackets. You got to get 50 or 100 of these things. You can sell them.
Yeah.
You don't get greedy though. Remember like the Raptor rings, Cam? Remember I got that Raptor ring. It was serious. People were offering $500, Drew, for the replica ring that they gave to the people when they gave the banner.
Are you kidding me? $500?
Yeah, but the thing is now. 25, 30.
Yeah,
because at the moment, people wanted it. Yeah. Right? It's like it was then. They were like, I want that ring. You know what I mean? It's all, you know what I mean? At the time, man. So you get these bobbleheads, you don't get greedy. You sell them right away. $40, $35, $50. You know what I mean? Just boom, 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 boom. But the thing is, Blue Jay tickets is $35 just to get in, minimum. It's not cheap to get into a Blue Jay game.
Yeah, but Gabe,
that means the bobblehead's worth even more.
Blue Jay get- That's it. It's a wash. It's a push. And you get a bobblehead.
Oh, great job, guys. Here it is. Yeah, look at this thing. Go. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's too good.
Oh, great job, Parker.
It's a double bobblehead.
You got the Canadian, the amount of Canadian. It's father and son. How cool is that, Drew?
That is really cool. And they got the Expos uniform and everything.
Yeah, wait. Here, look. Yeah, look what you'll see. Boom. There it is. Montreal Expos, baby.
That's awesome.
That is helmet. How cool is it?
Oh, those bobbleheads, that's top of the food chain right there. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Sharapan would be drooling. He loves the Expos. He'd be drooling if Sharapan saw it. No, we're Drew on the other side.
We gotta get one for Dave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency kicking it. Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Drew Martin.
Drew's getting something. He's getting he's getting something to show you. It's
he's getting
the
memorabilia that we were just talking about. Just by chance, I had this right here, Cam. Beautiful. This one.
I love that. Like, no, it's just, I love the just the colors, red, white, and blue, gorgeous. The stripe on the side is so key. It's just a great jersey, man. Expos.
It's the official, badass stitched.
Yeah.
I've always liked the white one better, personally. I don't know what Drew's got for us, but just by chance. So this was the last Expos game, and this is the photographer, the official team photographer. He gave this to me after the game. He goes, "Hey, Gabe, I thought you'd like this. It's pretty cool, huh?"
Yeah, that's nice.
This I want to get framed. I got to get this one framed. Yeah, this is the last. It's the last home Expos game.
Yeah, you got to get it
framed. Last Expos home game. I got a lot of Vlad stuff. I said, Drew, he only did one interview in 7 years in Montreal. And he did it with me because he liked my shoes.
That's awesome, Gabe.
He liked my shoes. I used to always have, like, you know, Air Jordans and stuff. And he didn't talk English. Well, he talked English if you were a girl, but he didn't talk English to guys. And so he used to just look and, like, smile, and he pointed my shoe and stuff. And, like, he started calling me over to his locker during the year. And he sort of would mumble. He'd go, "Hey, it was all pretty cool, man." And then he goes, "But not as cool as this." And he'd show me. And Nike would have these custom Vlad shoes and stuff. And he'd have a stack of them. And he was sort of like, and it was crazy. It was Manny Acta, of all people. I told the story before. Manny Acta was
Manny Acta.
Yeah.
Good guy.
It was the most awkward thing ever. It was in a shower, like a small, like one-man shower. I was clothed. Vlad Guerrero was in nothing but a towel, and Manny Acta was in a uniform, and we were all squeezed into a shower together because Vladimir didn't want anyone to see that he was doing the interview. Because he said, if they see I do an interview with you, everyone's going to come at me. He goes, "I don't want anyone to know I did this until it airs." And he told me on the show, "I'm not going. I'm not going to Washington." And it was pretty crazy. He hugged me after and stuff. It was like a tearful, like, it was one of those special moments. It was all because of my shoes. Well, part of it.
Shoes.
Also, if you remember, Kev, I was actually voted. It was stupid, but in the Montreal newspaper, I was voted the most famous sports personality in the city, Drew, and I beat Guerrero. Guerrero was second. And Guerrero saw this. Guerrero saw it.
That's amazing.
And he called me over in the dugout, and he goes, "You beat me?" And he goes, "How?" He goes, "No one knows who you are." He goes, "Come on, man." And he started laughing, but he thought it was funny as hell and stuff. So, because he knew, he goes, "You're the guy that's supposedly more popular to me." So we sort of hit it off and stuff. And he did an interview with me. So it's pretty crazy. That's awesome. I know this kid since he's a kid. That's why I really want this bobblehead now. And think about it, Cam, too, the Expos market, bro, that we're going to want this, dude. This is going to be so hot, this bobblehead, man.
Just think about
all the Expos collectors, the two Blue Canadian Jay collectors. Teams. Baseball collectors, everyone's going to want it, you know?
You said
Vladimir Guerrero is a hot guy. He's won the Home Run Derby. He's going to the Hall of Fame one day. He's money. His merch went up 6 times when he won the Home Run Derby last year. Like 6 times that night. It went from $40 to $240. Everything went up times 6. Like this, that stuff is real, man. The bobblehead, you keep it in the box, Cam? Money, baby.
Yeah. That's why I want to get 20 box. One for the shelf, and I keep all the other ones in the boxes.
Cam, are you Parker. Going?
In condition. What?
You going?
Maybe he is now.
You going on Saturday? Yeah, you need to go and go get
it. I think it's only the first 10,000 or 20,000, which is going to be a circus because it's going to be a big line.
Yeah. You know what it is, Gabe? You got to know one of those guys inside if you're a regular who does the in the boxes and wink, wink, nudge, nudge, grease. That's the only way you're going to get more. They're good.
Yeah, it'd be nice to just give them $500 for a box of them. Can a box of the craziest thing go missing?
Yes.
Just one crate.
One box.
In the old days in Montreal, that could easily happen. You
just not now, though. Bucks.
You go, look the other way. You just walk out with the box.
I'm going to tell you, though, that is going to be the most sought after bobblehead. Like, it's no joke. Like, people aren't going to be giving them away, selling them.
No, you'll see, Cam, after the game, people will be selling them on the street for $100 and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, right after, because it'll be hot and people will be like, "Man, I want to get that now." Right. And there's going to be guys, that sell the I Love BJ t shirts and all those guys. They're going to be all over this. They're not dumb. They're going to be all over this. They're going to be the same way. They're going to be like, "I got tickets to this. Let's send a bunch of stooges in to get the bobbleheads, come back outside and sell them right away." Trust me, I know how the street works.
I love BJ's guy. I ran into him at a bar, Marantz. He's like, hey, how you doing, buddy? And when we're on the score, he gave me a CD. He's a rapper, too. That guy had a
He
was a rapper. Did we tell him? I love BJ shirts. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's got, like, he sells outside the Blue Jay games. They don't like it, the Blue Jays, because everyone buys them, because everyone thinks it's funny. So it's the shirt is I Heart BJ's. Yeah. Right. See, that's the Blue Jays. I love them. I love the Blue Jays. Right. Oh, everyone gets it. But even girls like it. Like you see grandmas wearing it. Everyone walks past the guy. He sells them outside the train station. Everyone's that like, oh, can I get six of those? Right. And everyone buys them as like a novelty. But the Blue Jays got mad because they have a stadium full of people wearing I Love BJ t-shirts on. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah. And they're not making money off of it. It's too good.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love the Hustlers in Toronto. These guys are they're on top of it.
The Blue Jays have really cool uniforms. Like I've thought for myself, I've asked my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, if I rock that, would that be weird? Because I'm an American and a Marlins fan, but like I kind of like the hat, you know. I think that, you know, their kind of logo kind of sells well. And it, to put it up with the Montreal Expos and the bobblehead, I just think it's really cool. Like, I wish that baseball would come back to Montreal. Like, I actually am probably one of the few people that thought that, like, half in Tampa, half in Montreal with the Rays would actually
be really cool.
It was
supposed to happen. They shut it down. It was about to happen, and Manfred approved it, and then suddenly he didn't. Now you see he's given permission to Oakland to bolt, basically, without a relocation fee. So they've got their eyes on Vegas, but he was talking about they want two more teams in the league. So the thought is Nashville and Montreal and whoever. Montreal's right there, but it's up to Montreal as well. These guys in Montreal are trying to poach the race. They don't want to pay like $1 billion, $2 billion expansion fee and stuff. They don't have it.
Right.
They don't have the money. But they do have enough to get the Rays, and the Rays owner wants to co-own it with them and stuff and get the hell out of Tampa, as he's not even secret. He goes, I want to move to Montreal. So their lease is up in 2027, which sounds like a long ways away, but time goes by pretty fast. I don't know if they're ever going to build a stadium, but I've sort of given up on it. I think there's going to be an NBA team in Montreal before Major League Baseball, to be honest. That's my bold prediction.
No, I like
well,
that
Gabe, you know
too.
As good as anyone. I mean, I'm guessing baseball would work, right? I mean, it didn't work last time.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
yeah.
talks about how great of a baseball
No, it did work.
Is.
They drew over 3 million fans a year and stuff like that. But if you run the team into the ground and you tell them they're going to leave and people, whatever, it's too complicated. I don't want to. It's like a divorce, bro. It's like it's a lot of reasons why it happened. But it all went downhill in 1984 when they didn't pay Gary Carter $1 million. I'm serious. That was the original downfall of the Expos. And in 94, when they would have won the World Series and they had a strike. Because if they would have won the World Series, that would have bought eternity. They would have got a new stadium and everything would have been different, right? It would have just changed the future. But anyways.
What about that lineup they had? That lineup was ridiculous. That outfield for the
Expos. Marquise Grissom, Larry Walker, Moises Alou.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Rondell White, Cliff Floyd. They were stacked. Pedro Martinez, Ken Hill.
I guarantee they win the World Series. It's not even close in the strike year. They were better than everybody. It was like they would have murdered anybody. They were the best.
They would have played the Yankees, but they were the best. They were like 40 games over 500 type thing. They were like killing
them. Who's on rotation? Randy Johnson? Like, come on, man. Like, look at these
guys.
No,
it wasn't Randy Johnson. Ken Hill was actually the stud. Pedro was young. Ken Hill was good.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy? Jeff.
Didn't they have Langston? Was Langston ever pitching for those?
Langston was an Expo camp, but in the earlier days. So was Randy Johnson. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mark Langston. Yeah. Bartolo Colon. Remember they had Bartolo Colon?
I love Bartolo Colon. Love him.
Oh,
4-1 Phillies. 4-1 Phillies.
Yeah, okay, they exploded.
Drew, what do you think about the USFL championship, Drew? Any thoughts on it? 4.5 points Sunday night, Philadelphia, Birmingham.
It's a tough one, Gabe. I mean, sidewise, probably go with the Stallions. I'd probably lay it with the Stallions. Although the Philadelphia Stars, man, just 6-4 in the regular season, find themselves in the championship game. I don't love it sidewise, but I do think Birmingham wins the championship. I'll tell you this though, Gabe. I mean, we've talked about it before. You know, whether it's major college football, USFL, whatever you want to call it, big time games, you know, it tightens up a little bit of, you know, play not to lose, play defensive smart football. I kind of like the under here. I really do. I could see it lower possession, watch that clock run, and, you know, not lose the game. So I'll probably be on the under. But, hey, I'll tell you this. Overall, I think the USFL was a success, and it's good to see it come back for the second season. So I'm happy about that. But I'll be on the under, Gabe.
I can't disagree with you. The Philadelphia and the general game, the Stars and the general stayed under the number last week. And I love the Breakers and the Stallions to stay under. But I think there were three returns for touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There were literally like pick sixes, fumble returns. It sort of got crazy and stuff. And it still barely went over. It only went over by like 5 points as it is. And it closed at 42. I agree with you. I think it tightens up here. I think Philadelphia can play with these guys, though. I think Birmingham win, but by like 3 or something, 20-17. Yeah, in that range, you know, type deal. But I like where you're going with the under Sunday night on Fox, 7:30 Eastern time. All right. Tonight, Drew, ESPN2, BC Lions. And the Ottawa Red Blacks. So you remember Jeremiah Masoli, Oregon Duck, and Mississippi Rebel. He's the quarterback of the Ottawa Red Blacks. And Nate Rourke, former Ohio Bobcat. Remember, he was 3-0 with Coach Solich in bowl games. He's lighting it up, man. The BC Lions have put up 59 and 44 points in their first two games. They've only given up 15 and 3. They've outscored their opponents 103-18 so far this year. But they're going on the road for the first time tonight. And they played on Saturday night. And now they're playing on a Thursday night on the East Coast, flying 3,000 miles. Everybody thinks it's a horrible spot, including the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Right, Cam? You think it's a bad spot for them?
Bad spot. Tough spot. Good team. Bad spot. Bad spot. But, hey, BC, the way they've destroyed those teams. I'm just going to say this, Gabe. I'm telling you, this is the game I think it comes right down to the wire. I think, like, I literally think a team wins between, like, 1 and 3 points tonight. I think it's a nail-biter.
I think it squeezes over the number two, not sails over, squeezes over, just barely though. I think it's better for a teaser, to be honest. Like I think Ottawa BC is the pick. Look, there's two ways you can look at it, guys. You can look at it like, listen, you want to get in front of a team that has won their first two games by an average score of 52-9. They won 59-15 and 44-3. So now they're going on the road. Yes. And it's a short week, but you're getting him in a pick'em spot here. And don't forget, Nate Rourke's going back to Ontario, Cam.
That's true.
His parents will be there and all that. And, oh, yeah, for the record, his mom is smoking hot, too. She was at the game the other night. We have a contender with Luca's mom.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what's in the water in Burlington, Oakville. A lot of money, a lot of beauty. Just
a lot of money. Like what you're saying, money makes you beautiful.
Yeah, well, you can get good work done.
Money and alcohol.
Thanks,
yes, Drew.
Money and alcohol.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got Andrew McInnes going to be stepping up and in and joining us at a 7 o'clock Eastern hour. Talk some CFL. He's really into the NHL, though, obviously, McInnes. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Cam, but, man, all hell is broken loose with the National Hockey League draft odds even, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's out of control right now. And our boy T-Bone just sent me, even people in Denver right now were talking about this. And congratulations to the Avalanche. T-Bone just found basically that Shane Wright is all the way down to minus 200 in Colorado right now to be the top pick in the draft. He was minus 1250 like a week and a half ago. FanDuel has him at 280 right now. Slafkowski is plus 140 to be the top pick.
Wait, Gabe, it's going to go down even more people because Bob McKenzie and all those guys had their ratings. Trust me, Shane Wright's going to be the first pick of this draft. The only reason they're hesitant, his final year was not as good as his explosive years. This other guy from Slovenia, I admit, very good player. But know what? Let people bet him. And then you get Shane Wright at even a cheaper price. Or it's even going to go down more. So just wait.
I agree. Well, I don't know how much more. I don't know. Maybe FanDuel's smarter than the other people, okay? Just because other people went to 200. Yeah, FanDuel hasn't. Which, I don't want to tell them how to do their jobs, but I would lower the number if I was you, FanDuel. Wink, wink.
Hey, FanDuel, How about $1.60?
I'm just saying. I've been getting questions about this more and more. Yes. And somebody just literally in Colorado just sent me a DM asking me. And they know I'm from Montreal. They know, all right, you know, they figure I know what's going on with the Canadians. They said, yo, Moretzi. They said, a bunch of sharps are pounding this in or telling me that Slafkovský's the top pick in the draft. And I responded to them and I told them, I said, there's no substance to this. It's because Bob McKenzie releases power rankings.
Exactly.
And it's just created a debate. But Bob McKenzie, people don't listen. Bob McKenzie never said, I'm telling you the Canadians are taking Slafkovský. He said, I just have Slafkovský ranked higher than Shane Wright.
Exactly.
There's a difference. He didn't say, oh, I know the Canadians are taking. The Canadians aren't telling anybody they're taking. There'll be a freaking riot in Montreal if they don't take Shane Wright. They're taking Shane Wright.
Yes.
Shane Wright.